Chapter 10. The portrait finally came out of that ugly black garbage bag on the Tuesday morning after Uncle Finn's funeral. There was supposed to be only a 2-hour delay that morning, but it kept snowing hard and fast, and we ended up getting the whole day off from school. I like snow days, especially when there was already piles of snow on the ground, and you can go out and walk 2 or 3 feet above the grass and pretend you're in a cloud heaven. When we were little, before Greta turned mean, the two of us would disappear together into the backyard in our fat snowsuits. We'd lie on our backs, both trying not to blink when the snowflakes hit our faces. Greta said that once a snowflake landed right on her eyeball so that she could see every little delicate detail of it, every single crystal, just for a second, like it was carved right into her eye. She said it was the most beautiful snowflake she could ever imagine, more beautiful even than angels. Then she ran into the house. She clutched at my mother's skirt, crying and crying, because she knew I'd never be able to see that snowflake. She knew she'd never be able to show that perfect thing to me. That's a story my mother tells sometimes, to show what Greta and I used to be like. Sometimes I believe it. Sometimes I don't. "We have to get it framed," my mother said. My dad had made his way into the office, but my mother stayed home with us that day. She was pacing the kitchen, holding the bagged painting to her chest. The kitchen smelled of scrambled eggs and coffee, and the snow was coming down so thick I couldn't even see the car outside in the driveway. "We don't have to," Greta said. "Who says we have to?" "That's just what you do with a painting," my mother said. "One if you take it out."